This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Thank you, Gavin. I do have chicken soup for your Cowboys in the NFC East future soul. But first, I do want to talk about the bad news from last night's game and maybe what we can do about it after this song. Now, the bad news, if you did not see it, is that Michael Gallup's brother appears to have committed suicide during the game yesterday at some point. So the locker room was a little down after the game, as you could imagine, with a teammate going through something like that. And so that's, to me, that was heartbreaking for Michael Gallup. And for to a little less important point, we have no clarity on when he'll be with the team or if he'll play on Thanksgiving Day. But I did want to kind of take the opportunity, as we do from time to time, to try to take that situation and see if you can sort of help anybody out that might be struggling in the world. Because I do think that a lot of times, or sometimes, you'll start hearing the narrative when somebody does that, when they make the decision that, hey, I'd rather not be here than be here. Some people's response is, that's really selfish, and how could you do that to people that you love and what they're going to go through? And for me, the reality of that is trying to practice empathy is, imagine what you would have to be going through personally to not be worried about that. We're like, hey, what would my family think? What would my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sisters, my friends think if I just decided, you know what, I'd rather not be here? Because I do think that most people, before they do that, they do know what people are going to think. But their current state in life, their current mindset, is that life is so bad and so terrible that this is the right decision. And that's where some people end up. And I don't, to me, that's not okay. I don't like that. I don't think that's okay. And I think we as an entire world need to do a better job of making sure that people know that resources are available if you're in a really bad spot. And everybody's bad spot can be totally different. I don't pretend to know anybody else's story, but as somebody who has suffered and does suffer from anxiety, depression, on medication, sees a therapist, all these different things, after, I don't remember the last time that we talked about stuff like this, but I'd looked into sort of creating a foundation to try to get people help that need help if they can't afford help, and just to try to do my part to make sure that anybody could get it. And that's still a plan that's in the works, but while going through that, I met with our buddies at 22 Kill, the charity that does a lot of great work for veterans, families, active military, whatever.
Jacob Schick.
Yeah, so like they have a great charity, and I was just I went and met with them about some possibilities, and I found out about places I didn't know about. I had no idea what to do. The first step when it's like, hey, something's not right. What's the first step? And they hooked me up with like the names of some big organizations that are great resources for anybody. For instance, if you're in the Dallas area, look up a company called MetroCare, metrocareservices.org. They have services for kids, for adults, people with disabilities, for pretty much everything. If you're in Tarrant County, look up MHMR. Same thing. They've got mental health services for kids, adolescents, crisis, all sorts of people with disabilities, addiction, all these different things. And like, there are resources available is, to me, the important thing to know. Because the idea that somebody, you know that you are going to, short-term or long, you're going to traumatize family members, friends, whatever, if you decide to take your own life. And you have to be at a place that is so bad for you personally that you say, I don't care. And that, to me, that makes me feel even more for the person who made that decision. Like, yes, there's an element of selfishness to it, but imagine being in that place. That's a really, really dark place. So anybody who is out there currently struggling, The one outlet that I have created is a Facebook group, which is set to secret status, so nobody can see who's in it or that it even exists, unless I have your email to invite you to it. But if anybody wants to take part in that, you can DM me on Twitter. My DMs are open for exactly that reason at JC1053. You can hit me up on Facebook, send me a message, and give me your email address that you use to log in, and I can add you. Because I think that's incredibly important. That's been one of the most important things to me was the ability to be open with people, because if you are in a really dark place, it can be for so many different reasons. There's medication, there is therapy, there is just having a place to vent and to talk about how you're feeling. All these things are super duper important. So if there's any way that I can help, feel free to reach out. And it's moments like these and things like this that have given me a totally different appreciation and a pride for the job that we do. Because at first it was, dude, talking about sports for a living? Heck yeah, that's cooler than other jobs. That's badass.
It is pretty cool.
But the more you talk to people and see the effect that you can have when people are like, and even when we are just talking sports, when it's, man, you guys are a really great escape. It's so awesome for me that for whatever amount of hours that I listen, that I feel like my life is better and I'm entertained and all these different things. For me, it gives me a sense of pride about the job that we do. So anybody who has struggles, feel free to reach out to me. If you are in the Dallas area, look up MetroCare. If you're in Tarrant County area, MHMR. If you are having suicidal thoughts, call the hotline, all these different things. And our thoughts are with Michael Gallup and his family and friends as they go through something that is absolutely horrible that nobody should have to go through.
Somebody tweeted me there and said the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, you can actually text it at 741-741. I know just texting is a much more common point of entry for a conversation for a lot of young people these days.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Okay, now moving on back to the sports world. I want to draw your attention to something that is very positive for the Cowboys, and it is a little factoid about the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, that team just got blown out, and they look really, really bad.
I got a factoid for you.
Okay, what's
that?
They
suck.
Okay, the Eagles do suck. Now, other than just they suck, what's going on with the Eagles? Well, injuries. They have a bad secondary. They're depleted by injury. And the one thing, anytime that we talk about a team and how awesome they are from year to year, if it's not something that they have a track record of being awesome at, be ready for the regression.
Okay.
Because until you've established it, like right now this year, three of the four teams that are struggling, let me see, three of the most disappointing units from Scott Kazmir at Football Outsiders is the Minnesota offense, the Philadelphia offense, and the Jacksonville defense. Three of the final four teams from last year with units that didn't have a big track record of success that were super awesome, get ready for them not to be super awesome.
Wow.
And in Philadelphia's case, it was really one thing that carried them on offense last year.
Third down.
So on third down, the numbers for Carson Wentz. First and second down a year ago, their success rate, which on offense would be getting 5 yards on first down, more than half of what you need on second down, and then converting on third down. They were more successful on third down than they were on first and second. So Jeez. On first and second, they had a, quote, successful play about 45% of the time, and on third down, 50% of the time. It didn't matter how far they had to gain. They were just, Carson Wentz is making incredible throws. They're converting all these third downs. His expected points added per drop back was over half a point per play.
Wow.
On third down. So now here in 2018, on first and second down, they've actually been better. On third down, the success rate is now the human 42.7%, and he adds 0.07 points per dropback. So still on third down, Carson Wentz is playing better than your expected average quarterback on third down. It's just a massive drop off from being Superman the year before. So the Philadelphia Eagles, the truth about what they are offensively is probably somewhere between last year and this year, but it's not world beaters, unstoppable.
Well, we needed this for so many reasons. You know, Carson Wentz's career trajectory, but also Doug Peterson. And I know we talked a lot about in the offseason about how he had looked at the metrics and the trends and had found advantages. Well, he also lost one of his main guys, DeFilippo, who left them as their quarterback coach and became the Vikings OC.
And Frank Reich.
Frank Reich is a guy that's getting a ton of credit for Indianapolis now being back on offense and Philadelphia on the way down.
So maybe it's not Doug, maybe Carson's not that guy, but the coaching staff was elevating both of them significantly.
Yeah, so Philadelphia, long term, they're probably not a juggernaut. Washington, long term, we know is not a juggernaut.
Yeah.
The New York Giants, who knows?
You can manipulate the salary cap, but I do remember reading after Philadelphia won the Super Bowl, hey, they can kind of do this the next year and maybe even a little bit into 2020, and then their cap's going to explode on them. I don't know if that's true or not, because it seems like you can manipulate it in different ways to try to keep a championship team together. But the thing is I just wonder this, after this season – and it just looks like the Super Bowl hangover is super real here, too, is how much do they even want to keep this team together?
Yeah, man, you're right. I think they've lost their focus in a major way, and they really have to readdress their culture. Okay, there it is.
Yeah, I also think that you've got to look at this Cowboy team. Now, I know we're gonna talk about the quarterback, and we're going to talk about the coaching staff, and schematically, we'll be talking about that forever or until there's a new contract in place for the quarterback and or the coaching staff. But the other thing is Dallas is on the rise because they are still one of the youngest teams in football. So that from week 1 to week 16, your team would get better and better. They're the youngest team in the division. I believe they're the second youngest team in football. So this team is in such a good place.
Saddle
quarterback
up.
Coaching, we will talk about forever and forever and forever. But in terms of acquiring and developing talent, I think the Cowboys are in the best place in this division.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.